Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
It's Joel and Tools, Hit 105.5. Very good morning to you on this Monday, where we had a few things lined up, Tools.
Including mating calls.
Yeah,
so
we did.
Ready to take that on. And, you know, we do have to have a judge for mating calls.
Guest
so
judge.
Our contestant couldn't make it this morning. We forgot to give our guest judge the heads up.
It's okay. I'm all dressed up without a date. It's fine.
Just come.
I'm used to it. Second nature.
Birdman.
Yeah.
Come in wearing his chicken suit.
I still don't even know how to describe his background. I mean, where do we know Birdman from?
I don't think I can explain my background, so it's all right.
We said it. You did come in for some, like, work placement one time.
Go.
And you
done
CHY, and then you went to radio school, and now you're back in the traps. So there's the radio connection there. But you rock up to the OB, the broadcasts and stuff that we do, so you're always around.
Yeah, I'm always
around. You're always keen to get in the studio.
I'm always like, let me in, guys. Yeah. I wait at the front, and then people just walk past me.
You're that guy.
I'm at the front with, like, a jar tin. Guys, let me in. Sorry, mate.
It's true. I had to run downstairs. I said, someone
didn't
let,
anyone
me.
Let
no,
him in.
No one let him in.
Because Tom goes, you know, I can't right now. We've got to do it. We've got to do something. Yeah. I said, surely someone will.
All the salespeople are like, oh, hi, mate. I'm just going to use the back door around here.
That's right. No one let him in.
It was all right.
Seriously.
Like, we're not feeling the love and
but
some other
But that's okay.
Things.
We need to move on. Yeah, that's the thing. We're talking about Tinder with the trending now and the app there. And we were talking about your Tinder, Jared.
Yeah.
I mean, well, Birdman, sorry. You've been, sorry, I've unveiled it.
The secret's out.
You wanted to be a little bit anonymous.
Yeah, I did.
Talking
that's
about
right.
your personal life. Yeah. Right. And that's okay. It's an open space. We're all accepting and loving. You said you've been struggling with Tinder.
Yeah, I have. It's a slow market. Not a lot of people are hitting the likes on Tinder. And also...
how many have you got?
Zero. Yeah, zero. It's a,
ever.
It's a big
zero. No one's ever swiped. How many swipies to the right do you think you've done?
Oh. I've got it here, guys. I'm going to reveal it. 447. 447, there we go.
You have it.
No, okay, 456, sorry. Yeah. I did exaggerate, sorry, guys.
So anyway, how long have you been on it?
A very short 5 years.
Okay.
It's a very short 5 years.
There's a lot of people that are relating to this right now. There'd be a lot of people going, you know what?
The thing is, it's okay.
Yeah.
And like you've said this morning, it's a tough market here.
Yeah, it is.
And what I'm trying to say to you as well, do you really want to meet a girlfriend on Tinder? I'm not saying a lot of people meet on Tinder. I mean, Joel's done that this time with his lady. And
I mean, it's an option.
It's not really romantic.
Hold on a minute there. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It can be.
You think it's romantic?
Well, if we take away the stigma and not the definition, then it depends how the conversations go afterwards. If it is romantic straight from the first conversation, it can be. But if it's sleazy and dirty and it goes down that path, exactly, I've got an answer for everything.
You're just like, trying to justify that you met your girl on Tinder.
Absolutely not.
Before I jump on, I just like to set candles around the phone, just to set the mood, make it nice and romantic.
Let's do something with you next. We feel that we need to really put you out there on the Coffs Coast and let this vulnerability...
We need to help this poor kid.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, help me.
Straight after Neon Trees. It's Joel and Tools, Hit 105.5. Stay with us, Birdman. Big news, obviously, Tinder Gold has been launched and Tinder is the most downloaded app at the App Store at the moment.
And Birdman has come in studio today. You know, we've got him here, so we've got to use him. But he's been telling us all about his...
We are using you.
His struggles with
Tinder.
In a positive
way.
Yes.
You know, and it is. In places like here, more...
Tough market.
Well, it is. It is a tough market.
It's a rough field.
So. And I've said, do you want to meet your girlfriend on Tinder? Is that what you want to be saying at your wedding?
Yeah.
You don't mind? That's cool.
It's an option, so
it's an option.
Let's get involved.
What about meeting someone over the phone?
Oh, hello. Hey.
On Hit 105.5 with Joel and Jules.
My voice just got deeper.
He just got creepy. There's something coming out of that chicken suit, and I tell you what, it's not the tail. Wowee.
Look, we're going to help out Birdman today, and this is because, obviously, you might need a little assistance. Is it fair to say that you might need a little assistance?
Yeah, I've got the white flag up, and I need some help.
Because what other options do you have other than Tinder at the moment?
Like, I find it a bit hard just to go up and talk to a girl.
Yeah.
Like, I can... after a few beers, but...
Sure.
You know.
That's the case for a lot of people, you know.
You know, it's a bit difficult, but...
It is. It honestly is. And that was when I was single. I used to go, how do you meet people? You know, like if you... Yeah, it's a weird thing.
Yeah. Are you intimidated?
I'm a bit nervous.
Yeah, no, I love the vulnerability. Do you get intimidated or is it just something that you found difficult?
It's
not just, intimidation.
I think I might say the wrong things.
All right. Okay.
Like, oh, what's your parents up to? It's not a very good move. Not a very smart move. How's that grandma going of your... Oh, sorry. God, okay. How's that mortgage going?
Let's try this morning, and let's ask, firstly, what would you want in a girl?
Kind of just someone that's nice, willing to spend time with me, willing to just be there for me, so I think I'm going to cry. Sorry, guys.
That's nice.
No, Birdman, no, that's okay.
So tears, they're vulnerable. I told you that's a good one.
Describe myself, I won't cry. I'm going to cry now.
No, that's okay. Describe the Birdman. How old are you, my friend?
20
years of age. It's all ahead of him. The upside
chicken.
Is there. My
yes.
God, have a look.
Yeah, literally.
Have a look at this rooster ready to go. We've got a movie pass chicken. On the line for this on 13, 12, 16. So,
would anyone want to come along to the movies with Birdman? And what would you see Birdman at the moment if you were to take someone to the cinemas?
Girls Trip, by far.
See, he's already looking out for you.
Girls
and
Trip.
That's a great option.
Yeah.
Because it is, this is like your hangovers, it's like your bridesmaids, so there's going to be lots of laughing.
Yeah.
That shows you've got a good sense of humour.
I do. I like a lot of laughter.
Yes.
I don't mind the odd chick flick.
Right. What's your favourite rom-com?
Good. You're saying the right things.
Yeah. We're leading in there.
Thank you for giving me the notes too earlier. I appreciate it. No, I reckon it would be How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Probably not really appropriate for the Tinder segment we're doing now, but great movie.
No. It is. It's really great. That's an awesome one.
I hope my date doesn't watch that movie before she comes out.
Well, we've got to get one
we've
first.
We've got to get
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, we do. Sorry. No, we're just getting way ahead of myself.
Okay, 13, 12, 16.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah, we've got to put the timer
the
on.
The timer's
okay,
happening.
Birdman.
You get
because we're running out of time.
Movie pass. You get to go out with the Birdman, a 20-year-old stud rooster, ready to be able to treat you with the respect and sensitivity that you deserve.
Wow.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you'd buy popcorn, wouldn't you, for the date?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
drink.
I'd do that.
Yes.
By far.
You're getting, you can see it now, visually. It's, and I don't want to have to, it's getting right up there. I don't want to have to let it down.
I'm going
to
break. My heart is breaking.
Well, because they can't meet him. We've only described a couple of things. Do not break, because it's not a reflection on him if they
fine.
Don't call. It's a reflection on us not selling him.
Fine line actually reminds me of my Tinder
account.
Birdman,
quickly sell yourself a little bit more.
Oh, okay. I like long walks on the beach.
You don't.
No, you don't.
Okay, I don't like long walks on the beach.
That's not the line that you've got to use.
That's not.
Oh, no.
I like bicycle rides.
Bicycles are cool, but do you really?
No.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Well, it's a familiar sight, guys. It's a familiar sight. I've been here before. A trip down memory lane.
The game show music stopped as well. It's all finished, mate.
Birdman.
We're all done.
It's a blank screen.
Cool, mate.
No,
well,
it's not. Sometimes the phones are broken around here.
They're working.
We'll get our engineer to have a look. Oh, we've got someone!
Oh, you see?
Hello, who's this?
This is Birdman's mum. I'll take him to the movies.
It's ridiculous. No, redraw.
Oh, no.
Redraw.
No, you'd stay on the phone. Oh, that's lovely. You'll go to the movies with him?
Oh, look, I'll pick it. I pick up the slack. I always do. Rescue my sons.
No, but he showed a lot of vulnerability, Mum, this morning, which isn't very easy to do. And that was the biggest quality in anyone should be that. And he was an absolute gun doing that, don't you think?
I'm so happy.
And can we just say, Birdman, what do you think? Like, we've put the phones out to the Coffs Coast, and the only person that's
really
pulled through was
73,000 people, and my mum rings.